That term that we just heard, risk managers for the world, is also used by Leo Melamed. Melamed is chairman emeritus of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. He also has a consulting company called Melamed & Associates, and he is a founder of Financial Futures Markets. We called Melamed to try to get a better understanding of how futures work, and as he points out, it's more like buying insurance than buying into the stock market. Most of the people in futures markets, he says, including farmers, are really trying to protect themselves against a risk. The idea is to lock in a price ahead of time.
A producer of corn, which is, you know, farmers, will look to the Board of Trade and take a look at what is corn priced at, say, 6 months from now when I'm going to market. If that price that the world says corn will sell for 6 months from now is a price that the farmer says to himself, you know, that's a fair profit on the corn that I've got in the ground right now. You know, why don't I just hedge that forward so that I'm sure that I've established the price when my corn is ready for market? Now, I probably won't hedge my whole crop, but maybe I'll hedge a third of my crop to establish a profitable price for the corn when it gets harvested.
Even if the market sours badly then?
Even if it sours badly, he's got his price assured and he can go on.
The transition from thinking of these markets as dealing with pork bellies and cattle futures to financial futures some decades ago is something that you had to do with, and I'd like you to explain a little bit of how that transition came about.
Well, it was in the early 70s, actually 71, when I was chairman of the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and as you say, we were dealing in pork bellies and cattle. But I was looking to diversify the exchange. I didn't think we could grow so much in agriculture as we could in other areas, and particularly in finance. But everyone thought that I was a little bit crazy because, you know, finance was such a far cry from pork bellies that you really can't draw a straight line, and people would laugh at it. But an idea like that burns inside of you, and it doesn't let you go. And eventually, I went to someone that you might have heard of, Milton Friedman, the Nobel economist, who was a professor at the University of Chicago at the time. And, well, the man embraced me. And here I was only a lawyer, and this was the great economist Milton Friedman saying, your idea is a good one, go do it. And that's how it began.
Now, I think a lot of us can at least appreciate the idea of what it would mean to buy futures in livestock, since the livestock obviously we hope has a future, and then it'll have a value somewhere down the road. The concept of the financial future must have been a little bit puzzling to some of your colleagues back in those
days. Oh, it was. I was a fairly young man at the time. I was only in my mid-30s, and the average guy on the board was my age today, which now I consider not so old, but then it seemed old to me, and all of them looked at me as if I was going to take the exchange down some primrose path. But the fact of the matter is futures work better in finance than they do even in agriculture. You don't have to worry about weather. You don't have to worry about transportation costs. The idea being that in finance, every company in the world deals in things that are affected by interest rates, are affected by foreign exchange, are affected by equity costs, and every one of them, even a little bit, will change the bottom line of the profitability of a company. So if you can provide them with a tool where they can manage that risk and shed it at times to people who want to take a chance, you're going to serve the business community. And it worked like magic. Today, our markets are 98% finance and only a couple of percent in agriculture, and are so much bigger than we were that it's hard for me even to define the growth. I do believe that these markets will continue to grow. We just opened a market on housing, for instance.
Are people buying housing futures?
Yeah, they can. They can buy housing futures, which establishes a price in case, or sell, which would establish a price both in residential and commercial real estate. These markets just began last year as a consequence of Professor Schiller at Yale, who created the index for them.
I'd like to buy a housing past right now instead of a housing future. Mr. Melamed, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Leo Melamed, who is chairman emeritus of the Mercantile Exchange and also now affiliated with his own consulting group, Malamud & Associates. He spoke to us from Chicago.